traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Jose, we played poker together. We mean Logan Brothers. So obviously I couldn't let this slide. What the f***? It's my ex-girlfriend's dad. I said, no problem. I love smashing Canseco's.
No!
When he boxes,
he gets hangry when he's hungry.
He's horny and hungry because he's single, and now
and that's when he chokes out.
What? Okay, well,
whoa,
we had an
you
intro.
Can't say that without any context.
Well, because the because they haven't watched the podcast yet. Okay,
yeah, the Belle Delphine episode coming out next week that we just had that you didn't even reference, and then you just made
are we rolling? Bro, I
welcome
hate
back.
This
yeah,
shit.
Shut up. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thanks for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. Thank you to George for always putting the spoken our intro wheel. And now you hitting the
bong? Hitting a bong on live television?
Georgie. What a weekend.
Lots unpacked.
What a weekend.
Lots unpacked.
It's one of those things where I can't fathom the unfathomable.
It's okay. Try again.
I can't fathom the unfathomable.
Nice.
Now just
my brother in a massive, massive way. Knocked out NBA person, Nate Robinson. What do you say now? NBA what? I feel bad because this super athlete, ex-NBA star, retired athlete, came in to box Jake, and he started it, I think. I think he called Jake out, started chirping, and, you know, swore he was going to put the hands on him, and got knocked out in one of the most vicious ways probably in 2020. I can't believe it.
Demolished.
I can't believe it.
Made every other YouTube boxing knockdown shot punch look like child's play.
Didn't matter.
Jake came on the show and told us that he was gonna bounce Nate off the canvas like
God,
a basketball.
He told him.
He told us. His body hit the ground and bounced up like some sort of limp human penis. Hitting the ground, a flaccid, decomposing body on the ground. I've never seen something so violent and visceral in a boxing ring before.
Deepest thoughts is when you're brushing your teeth at night, and I kept replaying this shit in my head, and I leaned over, and I was like, okay, if I just let my body just fucking hit the ground from this angle, that shit will fucking hurt,
no,
bro.
Because he was out the moment Jake made contact
with
his
tell.
Button.
Yeah.
And so you go to the ground slumped. He stayed slumped for 2 to 3 minutes. It's like one of those knockouts where you're like, is he alive? Yeah. It was one of those knockouts. I literally was standing there. I'm like, my brother just killed the man.
Yeah, it was wild.
And he told us he was going to do it. I was going to tweet before the fight, y'all about to witness a murder, but I didn't because I didn't want to put that energy out there. But the after effect of this boxing match is insane. My brother, overnight almost, because of the way in which he performed, has become probably one of the most paid prize fighters on the planet.
Hold on now. What's that?
Probably one of the most highest paid prize fighters on the planet. Think about it. Think about how many people are going to tune in to his next fight to watch Jake either get knocked the fuck out or watch him try to do it again.
Well, the highest paid prize fighters on the planet make, $50 to $75 million a fight?
What's a prize fighter?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm asking you right now. What do you consider?
I'd say Jake Paul's a prize fighter. I would.
How can he be one of the highest paid prize fighters if he's not making what the highest paid prize fighters make?
Because I'm asking you who's the highest paid prize fighter, Mike. Go ahead, say a name.
What would it be like, Fury?
You mean the boxers? The actual boxers whose career is dedicated to being a boxer?
What's
a prize fighter, Mike.
What does that mean?
You go and you put on a show. It's an exhibition match match.
Jeff's saying the heavy boxers are prize fighters as well. I'm sorry. I'm just having a little trouble to turn around. Go ahead.
No, fuck you. Yeah, you're right. Jake ain't shit. Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
that's not what I'm fucking saying.
It is what you're saying. Fuck you. I'm saying he did a great job, and his stock went up. His stock went up, dude. After
Floyd McGregor, Jake.
What are you saying?
Okay, go on.
There's no way a Paul
fight here.
There's no way a Paul brother would fight someone like
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather, right? Like,
all right, go on. Sorry,
no,
sorry.
But poor Nate Robinson. You know why? You know why it was so bad? You know why?
The memes.
The fucking ref.
Oh, my God. Oh.
The ref. I'm telling you.
Should he have stopped
it? He should have stopped it after the first knockdown. I rewatched the fight, and even when it happened, I was like, oh, he's out. So he got hit in the back of the head. This spot will make you go dark for a second. You go dark for a second. Yeah. You forget where you are, and you come to. But the ref counted like this. One, two,
two and a half,
three. So slow. Then when he got up, he gave him an extra 10 seconds. It should have stopped there. You could see in Nate's face, there was no coming back. And then he got knocked down a second time again. Man, having to get up from that. Nate's tough for doing it, but you should have stayed down, because having been that delirious in that state, being knocked down twice, probably not really knowing maybe where he was or the technique that he was going to try to use in the next 15 seconds, because that final knockdown, Jake threw a combination, got him right on the button, and the man, I mean, look at the memes. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Are you kidding me? The poor guy.
There's, NBA.
There's a Nate Robinson. There's a hashtag Nate Robinson challenge. People are just laying on the ground. Look at Nate Robinson, November 28th, 22. That was him. Look at this. Page 379 on Pornhub. My meat. Oh, no. The Michael Jordan crying meat. He never saw it coming. He never saw it coming. And then this one. The toys in Toy Story when they hear Andy coming in the room.
Oh, no.
It's Buzz Lightyear, Woody. And Nate. No, Simba.
That's the best one. Dad, no.
We've talked about it, us YouTube boxers. I'm going to turn you into a meme.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
But it didn't happen with any of us. Poor Nate.
He got memed.
He got memed.
He got memed hard.
And all the celebrities, man, Steph Curry was chirping at him. Snoop Dogg's reaction when he got knocked, he went, oh Lord.
Steph Curry's reaction
have
was
mercy.
Steph Curry's reaction was hilarious. He said, Nate Robinson said, I'm gonna shock the world.
Oh, no.
Steph Curry said, I see no lives. No.
So where do you go from here? Because this super athlete, right?
Yeah.
3-time NBA dunk championship, guy who played basketball, great.
Yeah.
Has been reduced
decimated
to being that dude who got dropped by a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here?
I wish everybody kind of saw it the way Bell did. We were at home, and I was like, man, this is going to be really bad for him on Twitter for a bit. And she goes, no, I don't think so. And I go, are you crazy? Did you not see what I saw today?
Yeah.
And she just goes, well, no, I saw a man who was confident enough to get into the ring, and it just didn't work out for him. That's all I saw.
Yeah.
Dude, this is like the 9th episode.
It's my dad. No, he calls me 10 times a day. 10 times a day. I stopped answering. Sorry, Dad. You gotta stop calling me. You gotta come up with an objective or some sort of just like, well, why are you calling? Make it crystal clear and then call me.
Logie Dogs.
No objective. Every day. 10 times a day. It's a ranch thing. He's bored. Get to work, Dad. I'm paying you. What are you doing? You calling me on the payroll? Get to work. No, but yeah, you're right. It is one way to look at it, right? A man who was brave enough and bold enough to get in the ring.
But I told her, I go, hey, it's a different story when you chirp and you call somebody out and you deliver what you deliver. Like, you can't call somebody out and get knocked out like that. That's not good.
Jake tried to tell you. I tried to tell you. Anyone who knows boxing tried to tell you. I don't care how good of an athlete you are. I don't care how many street fights you've been in. Boxing is still very much a sport with strategy, with technique. You can work as hard as you want, but in 5 months, if you've never boxed before, you're not going to be able to pull it off on a stage that big. You're just not able to. Jake's been doing this for 3 years. YouTuber or not.
That's a long
time. People are going to learn. You got to stop underestimating the kid. And I think we saw it. That's the lesson to be learned here. Like, to all the athletes, I don't see him saying shit now. Austin McBroom, yo, where's he at? He hasn't said a fucking word after this fight.
Why did Nate Robinson take this fight? he claimed that he earned over $24 million in salaries during his NBA career. Why did he take this fight?
Well, he wanted to show the world how big of an athlete he was and that he was conquering different.
Like Logan just said, there's a massive difference in being an NBA superstar and being a boxer and being a fighter.
I think we'll see the effects of that now. I think because, man, people are still doubting Jake, right? He's always been the underdog. Even after this fight, people are like, oh, you know, he's a retired NBA star.
So slow down. Like, because we've been talking about this back and forth. And so if you're going to, don't put the funny voices in. Let me hit the note.
Well, right? How many times can you discredit the kid before you're like, that was a great knockout?
No. Me and him have already talked about this morning. We're going to go into it right now. This is not meant to discredit, take anything away from Jake. It was a great knockout. I don't believe Jake will get the credibility he deserves until he fights someone who and beats someone who offers that level of credibility. As long as he walks into the ring, tells the world, yo, I'm going to knock this person out in the first round, then does it because he knows that these fighters can't hang. They're not fighters. They're scrubs. Goes in, knocks him out, puts on a spectacle. People are like, wow, that was cool. He knocked that guy out. Jake's next fight should be against a fighter. It should be against someone who has some level of fighting capability, some level of ring presence, some level of ability to defend themselves, counterpunch, do anything. Anything.
Honestly, anything.
Listen. I don't want to discredit Jake. I know for a fact he's an incredible fighter. He busts his ass. He's got a great presence in the ring. He knows what he's fucking doing. But when you put a trained fighter in front of a scrub and he knocks him out and everybody goes crazy in the audience and Twitter goes nuts, what the fuck did you expect to happen?
I put the after tax out. Like, bro, we all knew what was going to fucking happen.
We all knew
what was going to happen. And it will continue to happen if these athletes are like, I'm different. Again, A. McBroom.
No,
I texted A. McBroom after the fight. I said, because he's been chirping at both of us. I said, you going to fight the 2-0 Paul or the 0-1 Paul? Mm-hmm. He sent me a gift that went like this. So you out. You ain't going to fight in the fucking ring because no one wants to be turned into a meme in the way Nate Robinson was. I do agree with you that people will still attempt to strip Jake of any sort of fighting credibility until he dismantles
a fighter or
someone who's been in the ring multiple times. Not any, but bro, it's Jake Paul. People are gonna chirp no matter what.
I don't want to look or appear as one of those people. That's not what I'm trying to do. Like I said, he dismantled all three fighters, and I think Deji gave him the hardest contest that he's had. and by the way, like
those only tunchies, dude.
Don't just take anything away from Deji. Deji put on a great fight. That was a great show.
Here's the difference. Jake, that was amateur beginner Jake, and some people grow exponentially. He's one of those people. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan. I was watching his documentary, and the thing I think that made him great was his growth rate was so fast and never ending.
Right.
Always just improving at a much faster than anyone else.
I talked about this on a couple videos so far. I think that Logan Paul is the uber culturally relevant needle mover of a brother.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You want to look at him from a viewership on YouTube standpoint, a followership standpoint, an ability to trend on Twitter standpoint. Let's look through his past record and call a spade a spade. Logan is the needle mover of the two brothers. Jeff, would you agree with that?
Do you think Jake could headline a fight?
That's the question.
I think now he can.
Now
I think
he can.
Now
okay.
And so, sell numbers so, like the Tyson? Like the Tyson? Like the Tyson?
Like on his own. No Tyson, Roy Jones. So it's just Jake Paul. Can he command?
It has to be KSI.
Where I was going with this is this. Where Jake may lack a tiny amount of that kind of needle moving capability, maybe or maybe not, I think he makes up for in raw talent in the ring. I think Jake is an actual fucking fighter, which is why I say that his next move needs to be strategic. I think if he takes the next right fight, whether it be KSI, which is what I think everybody wants to see, and a brawler, an unconventional fighter who has proven his ability to go six rounds and not go down and leave the fucking fight, a real fighter, or whether it be a combat sports veteran like Dylan Danis, I think what Jake gains from that
easy
is...
Easy with a veteran talk.
Okay, whatever. Some experienced.
A combat sports...
Can I say experienced?
You could say combat sports guy.
Guy, okay. I think what Jake gets from that fight is ESPN true sports credibility. I believe that is the fight that gives Jake the credibility in the sport of boxing or in combat sports that he desperately needs. I don't think anyone wants to hear shit about a Jake Paul Conor McGregor fight right now. I don't want to hear about it.
Hold on. Jake came on the show and he said himself, he said, yo, in 36 months.
Well, that's a big difference.
That's 3 years. That's what he said. He didn't give a timeline in his post-fight speeches.
Fair enough.
He said in 36 months when I continue to train, and again, he'll have that exponential growth as a boxer, as a combat sports athlete, he'll get stronger, he'll get smarter, and guess who's going to get older and slower?
Conor
fucking McGregor. Yep. So we all laugh.
No, I'm not laughing.
It's all funny and fun and games and ridiculous that he's calling out Conor McGregor, but the kid is not yet seasoned and he's going to become seasoned. I said the scariest part about this thing is he's just getting started. Both of us are. So when he gets in the ring with Dylan Danis and beats the shit out of him, Daniel Cormier just said, yo, Dylan's going to get beat up. Either of us, Dylan or any MMA fighter who's like, I think Jake has the same amount of wins as Dylan.
Oh, really?
In the respective sports. Like, bro, he's not even a fighter. He's just a guy.
And so just to cap that really quick, I think that, and you had put out a Instagram story post-fight that said Jake had solidified his legacy in the sport or in the space as a result of this fight. I believe you're one fight short.
I'm drunk. Fair.
What is my opinion matter? Fuck it. I'm not a boxing expert. I guess I'm talking about YouTube boxing and I'm a YouTuber, so I guess I can talk about it. But I personally believe that Jake's next fight, if strategically chosen, whether it be against the unconventional brawling style of KSI, who's proven to be a real fucking fighter, or the combat sports experience of Dylan Danis, a victory in that contest will solidify Jake as a real fucking opponent in the combat sports space that could then go and call out actual fighters.
Here's the asterisk. Yeah. Here's the rebuttal. Yeah. Most boxers, professional boxers, have been boxing their whole life. They've had a lot of time to get your 100 amateur fights in, and then you turn professional, and then you pick your opponents smart, get your knockouts, fight the tomato cans, the people who suck. You build up your resume and your roster so you become the prize fighter.
Is that how it always goes?
Usually,
if you have a
smart manager or someone guiding you, like, bro, Ryan Garcia is very specific and strategic about who he fights,
and he's gotten
He's
gotten a lot of shit.
But he's still taken on the fighter that a few of them that people said, oh, if he beats this guy, he's legit. Like Ryan's beat the stigma,
and he still gets shit.
So check it out. Jake was thrown into the sport 3 years ago. He can't just do the 100 amateur fight. Every guy I spar, like, yeah, I'm a professional. Like, I'm 12-0, right? Okay,
right.
Cool. How many amateur fights you have? 150.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Jake doesn't, or myself, we don't have that opportunity to practice, per se, and build up that resume. Everyone's looking and expecting you to be at the top level right away.
Right.
No, I have no problem that Jake fought Deji and then Gibb. And then Nate Robinson, and he's just building up a resume and a name for himself. And if he keeps this streak up, he will be fighting for $100 million one day.
Okay, so are you prepared to, in a sober way, award that legacy level
solidified
credibility?
The beginning of his legacy,
okay.
I will say.
Okay.
It's fantastic. What do you see knockouts like that?
Insane. And he clearly has the skills. I wouldn't even call them raw skills. They're refined skills.
No, he's a
He's a boxer.
He's a dog.
I just personally think he needs to fight, and no disrespect to Deji or Anderson Gibb or poor Nate Robinson. I think he needs to fight a non-scrub. Not a scrub. That's a poor term, but a novice fighter. He needs to fight a real fighter. Now, let me ask you this question. If I or other people have a problem with Jake going 3-0 with YouTubers and then pushing to Conor McGregor, why is it okay for 0-1-1 Logan Paul to fight Floyd Mayweather? And I asked you this question with a bit of an agenda on my side. I think you have already put in the paid your dues in the actual fights department. You've had how many round fights with KSI?
Both of them went 6 rounds.
6 rounds. Mm. You've proven to be able to get through an entire fucking fight, take hits, give hits, bro, against an actual opponent.
A show. Jake said on the show, he's like, why you? Bro, I put on a fucking show pre, during, and post. I'm here to clown pre. I'm here to fight my fucking ass off, bleed, sweat, cry, die in that fucking ring. And then afterwards, I'll tell you I sneezed 3 times, and you can meme that shit. I'm here for all 3 of them. And just, I think the way I carry myself maybe lends itself to a bit more, like, I don't know if as many people are watching to see me get knocked out. Maybe in the past, maybe now, I don't fucking
well,
know.
Well, now I think we'll a lot of people like the idea of Jake knocking out people, and he clearly knows how to carry a show from start to finish.
He does.
Great job.
He's great at it.
He did a great job
pre-going
and post, but I think the one speed bump that he needs to hurdle is this idea that when he comes to a fight, he's not going to just wreck the person in the first round. Like at some point, you got to take a fight, especially if you want to step it up to a place where you're calling out actual combat sports people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, everyone's calling everyone out now. We'll see who he fights next.
And I feel like I have to 50 times fucking preface and post-fist that whole statement with this kid crushed it. He crushed it. It was an absolutely tremendous performance by Jake Paul. He definitely shut a lot of doubters up. But I personally would love to see him take a fight, a real fucking fight, that he can't say, yo, guaranteed first round knockout or second round knockout. You know, like, let's go 6 rounds.
I think you'd say that regardless.
No.
What? What was that?
Nothing,
there?
I don't know.
Dylan Danis is our producer, by the way. Well, all right, so what else on that?
Nothing.
Funny stuff. I mean, that's just fun for me. I used to listen to WFAN as a kid, 660 in New York City. And they had these guys, Mike and the Mad Dog, and they would argue about sports. That's as far as I'm going to go on sports. I don't know shit.
Everyone's calling everyone out. Man, after the fight?
Oh, this is great.
I mean, shit.
Oh, this is
really
great.
Bro, first off, I was trending on Twitter because people are still somehow confusing me and Jake.
That's hilarious.
But this is what I'm
what
talking about. But this is what I'm talking about.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm talking about.
And yo, guess who called me out? He didn't even call me the right thing, dude.
This is so good.
Bro.
Please, you have to really.
What do you do? My ex-girlfriend's dead. Jose Canseco.
Can I please read this?
Jose Canseco.
The fact that he said the Logan brothers is one of my favorite. I will fight any one of the Logan brothers. Basically saying that there's more than 6 to 10. I'll fight any, in one word, I will fight any one of the Logan brothers.
He's holding a bat.
Read the rest.
They have enough for anyone with any type of talent yet or fighting skills is how I would read that. No, that's not what it says, Dylan. I believe what he was going for here.
He skipped words and important participles that I think would have made this a complete sentence.
I'll be happy to translate this. I will fight either of the Paul brothers. They haven't fought anyone with any type of talent yet or fighting skills, is what I believe he meant.
Yeah, he's right.
Got
he's
it?
Right, he's right. I understand because I come from family that speak like this. So I get it.
Pig Latin.
Pig Latin is the first generation.
Like, bro, he knows me. I've spent extensive periods of time at his house. Jose, we've played poker together. We mean Logan brothers. So obviously I couldn't let this slide. What the fuck? It's my ex-girlfriend's dad. I said, no problem. I love smashing Canseco's.
No! Just R.I.P., bro. One of the dirtiest.
Oh, my God, Logan. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Hate to see it.
I told you I'm just here to put on a show. God. And if this is what the world wants to see,
that is.
Yeah, we'll give it to him.
That is as that in Twitter form. That's Jake knocking Nate Robinson out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean that is violent.
Yeah.
Dude. Huh? Oh, it's blown up.
I'm getting some tweets about it. Yeah, it's pretty. Well, I mean, shit, dude. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. I love Josie. But there's so much material. There's so much.
I can't believe it. Logan, you played poker with the man. You had dinner at his house.
Bro, he called me the Logan Brothers.
That's a little different from saying you publicly will fuck him the same way that you fucked.
Hold on.
Hey, irrigation head. That's not what he said.
That's not what I said.
He meant it in two different ways.
Bro, it's
smashing, punching.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, but you still said what you said.
I did. I loved it. It was great. It was fantastic. It was fantastic.
Why don't you just say something like, you know, like, that's totally fine. I don't know.
Do you think when he called your bet at Thanksgiving dinner last year, he knew you had those aces up your sleeves?
I think he was pissed because he was the first one out in poker.
Oh, really?
It was his table.
Holding the grudge.
First one that, yeah. And I think I got him out too. I don't think he ever let it go.
Guy can hit a golf ball over any fence. I mean, five,
doesn't
five,
even
600.
Matter how tall it is.
Do you think you could actually beat him in a fight?
Yes. Georgie.
Okay, just
we're back. We're back to the conversation I had. What did we learn? We learned that even if you're an NBA star retired and you're 36 and athletic, really athletic, it doesn't matter how good of a boxer you think you are. Now, what happens if you're 56, you can barely walk after years of drug and substance abuse?
That point needs you just ham. That's a very important point that you just hammered home. And I know you hit it lightly earlier, but like these guys calling out boxers, they gotta stop,
or don't, and keep getting me and Jake the paychecks, please. I'd love to do
that.
What
a life, bro. Jake literally just beat the shit out of somebody, came home, celebrated with his friends, and then fucked his girlfriend in his mansion.
Incredible.
And then
incredible.
Posted a YouTube video. Oof. Which I think we'd love to pull up. That Pam, who's actually on set today, I feel like maybe should we bring Pam on for?
I just need an explanation.
Do you want to come on to talk about this?
Jake posted a video called My Message to KSI LeMayo, and he's in his bed.
I love
in
the
his
thumbnail.
Bed, talking, but he has no shirt on, and you're next to him, and John has no shirt on.
Come on.
And he's next to him.
Nobody had a thought process about this?
The lights are blue.
Well, if there
what
was
happened?
Gonna be jizz there, you would have seen it. The black lights would have
gone. Are you doing volume on it?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Side. Feels good to be on the A side.
Yeah, I'll just let it run. I mean, look, I get it. Maybe there was just a... Explain.
We're innocently sitting there, and it's not Jake's bed.
Talking to the mic, this is what you need.
That is not Jake's bed.
Who's bed?
Why does he have no shirt on?
Well, that was the first thing you said.
Does he have no shirt on?
Let's start from the beginning.
Where's his shirt?
He was chilling after his fight.
Why does John have no shirt on?
Because they were both chilling.
What does that mean?
Like chilling out.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
Yeah. I don't
relaxing.
Really. I've never
like a nice
my
cigarette
like
after like having
yeah.
sex.
Yeah. What's good, Ma?
Yes, you do. I've seen it.
What, shirtless next to my boy and my Ma. What's good, Ma? Ma with blue lights, Ma.
I gotta say this
you're
is
you're out of your gourd.
Okay. Well, I have a shirt on.
Oh, Addison.
Thank God.
Addison
it would have got
Ryan
a lot
Bryce
more
Hall.
Views if it didn't.
I gotta say that's a flex I can get behind. Be like hanging out with your mom on the after video because I love my mom obviously and I respect that flex a lot.
I mean yeah, we're no one's saying that. I just put on a fucking shirt.
Yeah, I get it.
Why? What do you mean? Put on a shirt? You walk around in your underwear.
I just feel
everywhere.
Like,
always doesn't
all
he?
Over
dicks
the house.
Out constantly.
You
out.
Walk around without your shirt on. I'm here.
I don't.
We
I would
be,
never. That's horrifying.
No, we might not be sitting down.
What the hell?
With you
got
know
a pancake
the
as
blue
a
light background, but we're still in the same. Vicinity.
I mean, guys, you're asking the woman that I literally have on record doing the WAP.
Oh yeah,
by the pool.
Not
with just my girlfriend.
Dude, she's so easily influenced. I look over, my mom's doing the WAP dance. I said, like, this is the epitome of LA. What has it done to my sweet mother?
Well, Addison,
she doesn't
mom
even know
does
what a
it.
WAP is, Mom. What's a WAP?
You know.
Well, I know. Do you know?
Uh huh.
What?
Wet ass pussy.
Oh shit! I'm gonna be really fucking.
You're ground,
here.
George. You're grounded.
I had no idea that's what it stood for.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
I thought it was the sound of the ass, like wop wop.
That's
whop.
The idea. It's a double entendre.
Oh yeah, no idea. I had
George,
no idea. Thank you so
I didn't
much
know
for that.
That part.
Guys, you realize like the joke of me being a nice Christian boy is it's a serious thing.
No, it's not.
I
I know.
Oh, no. That was the old me, my friend.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but he's wop, been, wop, wop. Back in the day,
the only
like,
wop in George's life now is that wet-ass perm he's got on top. Yeah.
But hey, guys, if you are into wop,
nice.
You love BlueChew.com.
Wow.
Yeah. BlueChew.com offers many performance enhancements for the bedroom. You can get the first chewables with the active ingredients, sildenafil or tadalafil, same ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis. And BlueChew.com affiliate physicians work with you to find the dosage and active ingredient that is best for you. Chewables can work faster. They can be taken on a full or empty stomach. The online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than the other two, and it only takes a few minutes to connect with the BlueChew.com affiliated physician. There's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. They're made in the USA, and they give you confidence in bed. Every single time, you and your partner are going to love it. Chew it and do it. I got a great deal for you guys. Go to BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code Logan.
I love that particular product.
It's tough to read, I noticed. Like, I don't love reading because my thoughts
but you
speed ahead of my reading comprehension.
But you love the product as well. Yeah.
All
right, whatever. Pam, do you take personal... how do you feel about my thoughts on post Jake Paul, on his next fight? Do you agree? Do you think I'm discounting Jake? Because, you know, I get shit for this stuff.
Right.
Do you think Jake Paul's next fight needs to be a more credible fighter?
Yes. But when you say credible, so Nate thought he was credible. You're talking about,
I think, for Jake
in the boxing world, credible?
I want him to fight someone and beat them and no one be able to say, oh, he's a retired basketball star.
Right. Well, he will.
You think people will still say that?
No, he'll fight the next boxer, whoever that is. The KSI, does KSI count?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so KSI or Dylan or the other guy that... No, the other...
Ben Askren.
Yes, him.
But wait, is that a...
Do you guys think... I don't know what the fuck this guy is thinking.
Well, I just see that. I don't even know who he is.
Well, Askren doesn't. Who is he? Askren's not even a striker, is he? Isn't he a really good wrestler?
He's a very good wrestler.
Okay, so
striking.
All right, forget him. I thought he was.
Right. No chance.
I thought he was
dude, he's a walking meme.
He already is.
He's that dude.
Maybe he feels
he got knocked
nothing.
Out in 6 seconds. He was that guy.
Maybe which guy was the like guy get the knee in the face?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
That's so funny.
What's he thinking?
That's the only thing I know.
Bro, he tweeted at Jake before the fight. Something about like making us world class athletes embarrassed or something. I'm like, yo,
that's so stupid. That's such bullshit.
This is an embarrassing tweet for all world class athletes. Like, you can't just group yourself in that category and get knocked out in the time span that you did. It's immoral. It's sacrilegious.
Who's this PR team?
No PR team?
Can't. Same PR team that had the two shirtless boys and the mom?
But hold on a second. That shit happens. MMA shit happens in the MMA. Yes, he was memed for it, but Ben Askren has a history of being a very good having a great ground game, correct? Like his wrestling ability is great. Yeah.
Just the thing about boxing is you can't
ever get knocked out.
Go to the ground. There's no wrestling.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about you're saying you can't get memed like that as a professional athlete. Memes are going to happen regardless.
It happens because the shit talking prior.
I agree.
Dog, he said some things you can't take back.
And that's why
you pissed off Jorge Masvidal. Yep. You see what happened?
Bad motherfucker right there, dude.
What are you going to do?
But the idea that there's... I hate the idea of there's no coming back from that. That idea is, I think, is counterproductive and untrue. I think there's coming back from it.
No, I don't think so.
Let me ask you a question, man. I'm sitting next to the king of coming back from that. I'm sitting next to the fucking king of the coming back. You want to see memes? No, I didn't spit that far. Don't lie to me. You want to see memes? Bring it back to January 2nd, 2018. I'll show you some fucking memes.
No. Hold on. I never said people can't be forgiven.
No, fuck forgiving. I'm talking about career arc.
Okay,
there's coming back from pretty much everything. And if you get knocked out in a fight,
okay,
you can come back from that.
Where? Is he going back into the basketball game?
Nate Robinson is going into a retirement home.
Thank
He's
you.
He's not coming back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so where's his comeback? The last thing he did right now is getting knocked out.
Yeah, but Ben Askren has
I don't care what Ben Affleck's doing. He could do all the movies he wants.
Bro, who the fuck is this, Dylan? He's the goalie. You just keep sending me things. Evander Kane? San Jose Sharks. What now? What no is that exactly?
Can't. Like,
says so some sort of fish, an aquatic animal, who lives in San Jose? Huh? Yo, Jake Paul, I'd wreck you. Easy to beat up guys with no experience and much smaller. What the fuck are you doing?
I think he's
sure.
Saying.
Put him on the list. Put him. I'll do it. Waiting for that answer.
Well, hold on. So let's talk about this for a second. This is not the first hockey player. Now, quickly. I'm not.
Nope.
Hold on. Let me finish the statement. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, because it's fighting in hockey. I get it. I'll go back to and Nate Robinson had been in street fights. Doug,
no.
It's boxing.
It is
a sport. There's strategy. There's technique. When you throw a punch, grabbing someone like this in hockey.
Big difference.
He's probably tough as hell. Man's probably tough as nails. I bet his chin's not.
Right.
Most people aren't.
Well, especially
when you get hit with 10-ounce gloves, man.
They get hit with no gloves on the ice.
Go train to get hit with 10-ounce gloves.
But they get hit with no gloves on the ice.
Dude, I thought they had gloves.
Isn't he a goalie? They drop the gloves. Yeah.
I would wreck each other.
I'm listening, that's what I'm saying.
He's probably tough as nails.
I think it's one of these guys might bring a better fight than Nate Robinson.
Oh my God! Stop saying he's washed up.
Sorry. We're not using that term?
Well, he's not washed up. The guy's still athletic as shit.
I mean, I'm 35. I'm washed up. Isn't he like 30?
I don't think you're washed up. I'm wearing your merch. I'm a huge supporter.
It's a good point. But I mean, how old, like, you know, how long has he been out the game for?
NBA?
Yeah.
Maybe 5 years. Everyone calling him out. Shit is getting spicy. Choose wisely, Jake.
Yeah.
If this Evander dude can... bring an audience.
Evander Holyfield, right?
See, but that's my question. That's what the first thing I asked was, does Jake Paul versus Evander Kane, is that a headline fight? How many buys does that get? How many people?
Not that many.
No, right?
I don't know who Evander Kane is.
No, exactly. So,
and that's no disrespect.
Or does he just do it because he'll get another fantastic fucking knockout?
Especially if he's an active.
Yeah, he's okay, so when is he going to train boxing?
We'll go through it again. I'll put a quarter million down this time. We'll go through it again. People need to fucking listen, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't play boxing.
No, I agree. You're right. I just think, you know, maybe a little bit better than a basketball. I don't know. But also, like, here's the question, like you just asked. The Jake Paul Evander Kane fight can't be a card. That can't be a main card. So what? What's it called?
Undercard. But
there's
nothing wrong with that either.
Absolutely not.
That's what I'm saying. Jake has to have a little bit different of a blueprint than most boxers. Like, who cares if he's not the headline? Like,
Jake Paul KSI is a headline.
Yeah.
That's a big time pay per view fucking.
So what's
fight,
good?
Dude.
What needs to happen? Because KSI, I mean, I don't even know what he did.
Is he dodging him?
I don't know. I think it's a money thing.
The money thing.
So
how much does he need?
How much does he need?
Yeah.
I think it's 3 to 4 million.
Really?
Per fighter. Is my guess. It's a lot of money. But when you here's the thing.
Yeah, because he's not gonna wanna like the risk to reward for him isn't good enough.
Right. So I think that looking at this past fight, you'd have to say that Jake is up there as the champion of YouTube boxing, right?
Yeah.
But I think if you ask the general set, that would still be a crown that belongs to KSI, I believe. I'm not saying that I think that. But for whatever reason...
Wait, hold up. Who are you asking? You asking the culture or you asking the internet?
I don't really know. But what I'm saying is...
The answer's different. I think if you ask YouTube, they say KSI. I think if you asked the culture, you go to ESPN, you go to Steph Curry, and you say, yo, who runs the YouTube boxing shit?
Jake Paul.
I don't think they know who
do you think it is? Like, do you think until
I,
Jake...
I'm on both sides. What's the question?
Who do you think is currently the king of YouTube boxing? Simply put,
it has to be Jake. Just strictly because how timely all of this is. Like
3-0,
losses. Yeah, you'd have to be a bit crazy to rationally say KSI, but it doesn't discount that he's a king. But the king at this moment in time is my brother.
Got it.
That's all.
Got it.
So, also, so battle like of the kings, bro. Let's fucking go.
It's got
to
happen.
So which brings us back to this because you never let me answer. That was a... I'm pointing to a screen that's not there. That was a we were in a room full of people. There was a bunch of people in that room.
Oh, my
I never,
God. You were at the swinger thing.
Hey, I never thought that
two syllables.
Weird.
Optics.
Well, I didn't see the optics. I was just sitting
the
there
optics.
Minding my
Hold
own
on
business.
One second. Hold on one fucking second. You why don't you go pee? All right, I'm on Impulsive. What's up?
I'm going to have your for you on Tuesday of next week.
Fantastic. Let me call you after the show.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Gotta collect my winnings. Gotta collect my winnings. Yeah, well, shit.
Boys. You only made off that?
Yeah, no one believed in Nate Robinson.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that was a nice. You could buy some more Pokemon cards with that.
Yeah, I totally could. Yeah. Got exciting things for Pokemon in the next year, but it's tricky because, like, boxer, YouTuber, Pokemon guy.
All three at once. You bring a box to the boxing ring and then you fucking box the box open. The most viewers
do an unboxing
while boxing.
While boxing.
Dude, we just
You're
came up,
fucking smart.
We just came up with an idea.
I'm single. As we know, it's not a surprise, but
yeah, but you're really not on the hunt, huh? You're just kind of like you've been chilling.
Yeah, I'm not on the hunt.
This is the healthiest I've ever seen you, bro.
It's very
up.
Healthy. Yeah. I'm fucking proud of myself.
And I hung out with Josie. I got a lot of shit on my media.
What the fuck did you just say?
I got a lot of shit.
No, before that.
I hung out with Josie.
You hung out with Josie?
Yeah.
You betrayed her.
What were you doing?
Oh, I was just, because like, this sounds really bad, but.
Yeah, it does.
They're single now, so I was like trying to get in there. I'm just kidding. Oh, mom, that's a joke, you know, like with two shirtless guys.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry.
How did you get on the show?
I'm just shooting from the hips at this point. You don't even have headsets. No, so.
His face. Did you see his face?
No, I can only see his hair from the camera point of view.
You guys got similar hairstyles,
man. Yeah, I like it.
So what's going on? Oh, no, that's fantastic. Bro, let's keep it fucking amicable.
Yeah, we were amicable.
I'm just saying it's an interesting dynamic when you're out. I can't tell if it's me or. If it's just my imagination, but girls look at me a little bit different.
Oh, the boxing.
They're like, oh my God, are you Jake?
3-0. You're 3-0, right? King
oh
my YouTube gosh. Boxing,
by the way,
Jake Paul.
By the way, Saturday night at the party.
Dude, I saw him. He's not lying. He's not lying.
People come up to me. Yo, basketball players, like professional, like celebrities, fans, whatever. Yo, great job tonight. Yeah, thanks, man.
Dude, he did not reject
hard work one. Because it felt good. Let me feel some of that.
He would look back. He would look back and look at me. He goes, so this is how it feels. I go, fucking low. You just keep moving.
Yo, sick job tonight. That was crazy. Thanks, bro. Yeah, hard work pays off, man. Been in the gym for 6 months. Ooh, training camp, so rough. Brutal.
Same party. 10 minutes later, I'm sitting there talking to my girlfriend and a few other girls that are just mingling. And all of a sudden, I hear, bah! And I was like, what the fuck? I turn around. This dude is fully in a wrestling match right now. Fully in a wrestling match. And I'm like, hey, bud, what the fuck are you doing?
Yo, you know what happened? Bozzy.
And for those of you guys that don't know who Bozzy it is.
Smile. Hey. Yeah, he's great. He's a phenomenal
we don't know
artist.
One lyric.
Yeah, he's in our circle. He's a friend of mine. And, you know, we started talking, Midwest boy. He's like, yo, you wrestled, right? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I wrestled too. You? He said, yeah, I did a little bit, you know, in high school. Let's do some moves on each other. Let's roll around a little bit. I bet. You know, we're both a little tipsy at a party. We're having some fun. So I get in the ring. Oh, this dude tried to kill me.
Dude, guys, I can't explain
to you. He
tried
to kill me. I don't care what he thought. I didn't know he'd go that. Either he was, like,
he
going hard
me.
Or he's strong as fuck, bro. Just, like, he's strong. He's strong, bro. He's, like, stout.
Bro, I've seen you drop big dudes, like, tall, big dudes, and you couldn't get them up.
No, because here's what happened. We started right off the bat. We started. I did a slide by. I got a takedown. And then I just, like, do what I do. I let him up. You know, going for the tech. Score 15 points. Match is over. And I think, his girl was watching. And he's, like, a friend, you know. So then he got me in a headlock. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Today's the day I die. So I stay calm, like, slowly unraveling. I go to do a bear hug. I got the double underhooks. And this is, like, I love this move. Go to do a bear hug. And just, like, snap him over and fold him in half.
this dude's grabbing, it's a boxing ring, he's grabbing onto the ropes, and so I couldn't fucking get it, bro. I'm like, bro, let go. He's like, no. So, yo, then we finished, you know, it was fun. And then I just stayed in the ring. I was like, all right, who's next? So some random guy came up, and I fucking pulverized him. It's a move I
made. The idea of this boxing ring in the backyard of a party,
dangerous.
It just seems like the worst idea. I saw your thing, I saw Taylor Kniff. Shout out Taylor Kniff, classic bad con character. Absolutely body slam a poor man and choke him out in the ring.
You could hear it around the world.
Literally smash the ring. And then I saw two semi underdressed thong showing girls wrestling and found out that one of them was Josie. That was actually, do you know this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
She was in a thong?
No, I don't know what
No. Like the dresses had come, like they were wrestling in their party clothing, but Josie seemed to be putting a working in on.
She was kicking some ass. She was kicking ass.
At those Jake Paul small gatherings, are
they really turn into something?
They're always so fun.
That was just a small gathering.
I think his neighbors let him off the hook because he won.
Oh, because he got the dog.
Really? Low key, I think they're like, hey, like, he's been gone. Neighbor ain't a bitch. He's been gone for 6 months.
Well, not only that, but they probably made $500,000 each on that second round knockout prediction that everybody somehow knew. I got somebody in my inbox right now telling me that there's a conspiracy theory around YouTube boxing because I put out a video where I said very surely there was going to be a second round knockout. I said it on the paparazzi lady asked me, and as I was walking in the episode, you had said second round knockout. Mm-hmm. Everybody had said it. Julia.
Depending on when you asked me, I think for Jake's boxing documentary, thank God, the one that lives forever, I said second round knockout, and then I started to get a little bit more confident.
First round decapitation.
So I changed it to first round decapitation.
Worked out well for you, right?
This was the second. I fucking dropped the ball.
But and I think it should have been the first. I think they should have called it.
What I'm saying. That what happened to Nate Robinson was is the ref's fair. Fault.
Yeah.
It was fucked up. It was bullying.
Did you see all his comments in his post? Like how much love he was getting from like the NBA players? They were trying to hype him up. He's like, no, I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. Shaq commented on the picture and he goes, no, man, remember that time you knocked out that guy at the party? I go, maybe just like, why don't you just say, hey, man?
No one's gonna anymore. That's what I'm saying.
So. Yeah.
Man, poor guy. Mayweather did post him. Yeah. Mayweather had his back. He had his back.
He said he doesn't like to see this happen to fellow brothers. Because there was a lot of talk about Nate Robinson being disowned by the black community after this. And that he wouldn't be, and that Jake Paul would be able to go to the cookouts and the block parties now, and Nate Robinson, well, I'm dead serious.
No, you're joking.
Why would I make that up? How would I feel if I was making that up? I'd feel bad. It's real, man.
That's you know what's up. So crazy? You know what's so crazy? We've been going for 25 minutes. Can I just get a time estimate just so I can gauge my inner clock? Please, just so I know.
33 minutes.
No, we started at 13 and 59, so we're like
45. Nah, all right, I'm off. Drugs. He fought on the Mike Tyson undercard.
Wild.
We haven't mentioned Mike Tyson once. Apparently he was stoned. For the match. Look at this headline. Hands of stoned. Tyson admits getting high before Jones fight.
What
a baller.
Is that because he's releasing his weed company?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's got a
that is a great PR team.
Mike Tyson is one of the most complex individuals.
Turns out he is a superhuman
on the planet. Yeah. He is some sort of cyborg machine that is a phenom that is easily the scariest presence that has ever entered a fucking ring ever. And supposedly the way that this fight came to be was as a result of a DMT trip. Do you know anything about this?
What are you talking about?
I heard a story that there had been DMT involved.
Triller gave him the drugs?
No, I don't believe so.
Triller.
Is that why they're taking down Insta posts?
I think so.
So carry on. They give him drugs?
Regardless, forget the DMT part. I don't know if it's just a rumor or whatever.
It's a big part to forget.
Well, listen, I'm on DMT. I'm not. But listen, that fight was, I didn't quite understand it. Now, there was a lot of points in that fight where I think Tyson had the ability to knock Roy Jones. And as you saw in the very beginning, Roy Jones was the only person I've ever seen throwing no look left hand.
That's his move, bro.
It's his style. Yeah.
That's his move.
No look left.
It's a quick jab, stick and move.
Really?
Like the epitome of stick and move.
Got it.
I liked it. It's interesting.
The ref for the battle was referee Ray Corona.
You playing?
They got Ray Corona to referee the match during.
There's no way.
How wild is that? Just because of coronavirus, you guys are looking at me like I got 10 fucking.
No,
heads.
I remember seeing this, but also
am I on DMT? For the punchline, but I think that is his.
No, you hate me.
It was gonna be Tommy COVID, but he took the day off.
Yeah, Tommy COVID took the night off.
I read some stuff online. You guys are just. You guys are the best. You guys are the best. No, it's honestly, it's
very
funny.
Your hair is great.
It's great. Yeah,
my hair is great.
You are cheap. Eh?
You want some of mine? I could donate some to you.
I'd love that. I need it. Wow.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., they put on a fight, and I liked it. I didn't think they were going to be able to perform at that level at that age, and they really were.
Did you think Mike won?
Absolutely. I was beaming off of Jake's fight. I didn't watch all of it. I couldn't borrow my brother.
I think
just,
you did, too.
He turned his ribs.
Then why'd they give it a draw?
I think I read a comment, and it said Nate had a better chance winning than Jones. Like, I watched the fight, and I'm surprised it was a tie. But also, it's like a respect thing, dude. They're not going
to
just...
It was an exhibition match. Yeah. I think they were not supposed to be going for knockouts. Was that the whole point? Because let's be honest.
How can
you
tell boxers that and expect them to do it?
And that's what I was saying. And, like, Roy Jones hit Tyson with a couple shots that you could tell got under Tyson's skin. Like, where Tyson was pissed
off. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, dude, this dude... has the ability to still take someone's fucking block off.
Yeah.
His like that man is an animal. A bad man. Mike Tyson is a bad man. He even at one point hit Roy Jones after the bell.
Yeah.
But they hugged it out. Yeah.
And he apologized for it. And everybody was like, Tyson's a changed man. He apologized after. I said, he still hit him after the bell, didn't he? He changed a little bit. Tyson will always be fucking Tyson, always.
I'm surprised the people that we watched it with were like so not knowing of who Mike Tyson was because I made a joke and nobody laughed. He was like wrestling and his mouth was next to his ear. And I go, no, don't you fucking bite his ear again.
Nobody laughed.
Dead silence. They're like, why would he do that? And I go, what the fuck?
Bro, the oldest person at the viewing party was Tana Mongeau. She's 12. Of course no one knows what you're talking about. I'm the only fossil that knows what you're talking about.
I was there and I was the oldest.
Well, you're young at heart.
Do you know how many points he got removed for biting Evander Holyfield's
ear
off?
The same that you did pushing KSI down.
I mean, at that point, why don't you just bite KSI's ear off?
I should have. What the fuck? I mean, shit. Go all or nothing.
2 points, Jack Reese. What a son of a
bitch. I'm going to find that fucker. He's a realtor.
You should bite Jack
Reese. Dude, he was high.
You should bite Jack Reese's ear off.
I'm going to go get him.
That's an option. Yeah. We never thought of that before. Oh, you bite Jack Reese's ear off and take 2 points off his life. Take 2 points off his life.
2 points off his life. 2 inches off his ear.
You bite his ear, you go 2 points. And spit his earlobe back on.
Just two pieces.
Two pieces of ear. A lot of fight talk today.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect it to. There's just so much.
I'm stressed.
What's going on?
Really stressed.
I feel like this is.
I can't tell.
I was in a hot tub the other night with my sweet love, and we were sitting in the hot tub, and at her new house, and I was looking up into the stars, and the first thing that hit me was
her boob.
I'm sorry. Nice. Great. Perfect. Yes. How do you get on the show?
Dude, you guys invited me. This is your fault.
The first thing I noticed as I looked up was, as I do sometimes, wow, these stars are beautiful. And it started to make me think, wow, we know so little. And I'm sure you guys get into this mindset sometimes. How do we know so little? And when you look at the stars around you, these are just the stars in our visible solar system that exist in our visible galaxy. That is a part of a globular system of galaxies that is a small part of the universe as we fucking know. We're talking about infantile percentage of the overall universe that no one even knows how big it is or how far it expands. And it got me thinking even further about this idea that in 500 years, someone will look back and will see a picture of me in this hot tub and say, look at these fucking morons bathing in heated water. Why were they doing that, Mom? As they drive around in their hover car and they holograph thoughts to each other. Mom, why was this man, this 35-year-old man with this adult film actress, ex-adult film actress, in a tub of hot, steaming water that is in the ground? think about this for a second.
No, it's horrifying.
In a half a millennium, we will be fucking Neanderthals. Pam, you will be a cave mom.
No, I'll be dead.
No, no, I understand that. But somebody will look back at us and like when you look back at people in the 1500s, they were shitting in holes, worried about the Black Plague. That's going to be fucking us.
But we didn't wonder why they were doing
it. That is us, Mike.
No,
the only difference is we have toilets and we have masks on our face.
Yeah, we didn't wonder why.
When you're young and you see a, I don't know, what's something they used to do back then?
Spin a pinwheel.
Yeah, like somebody spinning a, maybe any better example would be better.
Fly a kite.
Or I don't know, like, so somebody wanted to add a couple things up. You know, you're a kid, and he's like, oh, I want to add up the money I spent at the groceries. You see him with the fucking abacus. You know what I'm saying? Or like somebody
talking about with the little...
Yeah, yeah, the little Doolittles that you push aside.
You push the...
And you say to your... And the kid says, Mom, why didn't he just use the calculator on his iPad?
They didn't have that.
I understand that,
that's
but like
you
some...
Answer.
But some fucking people are going to look at us and gonna be like, yo, these people were morons.
Morons.
Bro. Like they had a...
Can I chime in?
Sure, George, it is a podcast that you're on.
Oh, yeah, cool.
We don't know why, but yeah. You are here.
Hey, thanks, man. hey, George swinging at you guys or some shit. My thought on that and a realistic feeling is I feel like it gets worse and better. I think depression and anxiety has increased from when my dad was a kid. I think there was a lot less things to worry about. Society building, like trying to be popular. You know what I mean? Like I looked at Facetune. They have a fucking video now. Like these people are on videos not looking like themselves. So no, I'm not really worried about the future because to be honest, if I could choose to be in the future or the past, I'd rather be in the past. So that,
I think you are.
I'm in the past?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For
then.
The most part, you are.
It's astounding, Mike. It's horrifying. I'd like to be a little optimistic and say maybe our relatives in the distant future would recognize us as the catalyst for the things that they're experiencing.
Sure.
Our generation, although still, and I've been vocal about this, very far behind technologically,
please.
Specifically with the wheel. I do believe we are and will forever be recognized as the generation that started it all. The generation that began the technological revolution.
Yep.
That changed the world. For the better, hopefully. But you're right. It's crazy. It's crazy to think in 500 years, they won't sit in the hot tub. They'll feel the hot tub with the little chip
they have
in their
head. With a chip in their brain. And
exactly.
We'll be obsolete. And they're like, wow, they actually got in that dirty
not,
that bro,
we're
water?
Not even. We're not even. We're not. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll say it again. We're not that experienced right now. We're not that advanced. Bro, you know Tesla? It's Tesla. It's a great company. Elon Musk just hit the second richest in the world.
Past Bill Gates and Zuckerberg.
Yeah. I invested in the company. That stock has made me more money than all my stocks. And so this dude takes out his phone over the weekend. We went on a jog and he went to show me the Tesla self-driving kind of pulls up like its own valet service. And because of the spot in the road, it was only able to back out of the garage. And now it's blocking traffic. So right. I said, wow, this is, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
But like functionality wise, we're just still not there. Even with the technology that we think we are, like we're just not. The idea is too far fetched right now for where we are intellectually.
I think we're close and I think Tesla's close, but backing out of the driveway is not the biggest problem. I mean, you've seen people fall asleep behind the wheel of the Uber and it, or behind the wheel of the Tesla, and the automated car then drives
but
over
come on,
by
hey.
A cyclist and kills the
come
person.
Come on, T. You had one job. You
yeah,
had
happened.
One job.
It's an important. It's a heavy job you're talking about.
And it went.
Oh, it did one of those. It went back
and then just stayed there.
What happened to your voice?
I was screaming this whole weekend because of Jake. I was so excited. I was so happy.
But so, yeah, that just stressed me out a little bit. And also back to the part that got me there in the first place, just how little we know. I feel like we are truly, because of the power of computer and what you just brought up in our generation, the fastest growing thing on this planet right now, year after year, is computing power. Nothing is growing faster in this world. Nothing is growing faster than computing power. Every year it's millions of times faster than the fucking generation that it's mind blowing how fast computing Moore's power law. Is growing, right?
Moore's law.
Moore's law. Exactly.
Moore's law refers to Moore's perception that the number of transistors on a microchip doubles every 2 years, though the cost of the computers is halved.
Crazy, right? Yeah. So just the power of computers just continues to skyrocket. And it leads me to believe that within the next 100 years, we will make contact with another species in the universe. Now, here's the question. How bad will it suck if Logan only makes it to 122, for example, and misses that contact by one day? Because guess what those motherfuckers are bringing with them? Eternal life.
Everlasting life. They have it. They have the secrets. They have everything we've been looking for. They came to our planet with a fountain of youth, and I died the day before.
The day before. And guess what?
Can you bring Logan Paul back? Sorry. He wanted to live forever.
He didn't make it out the gulag.
Blah, blah, blah.
He's bloop, done. Blah, blah, no reboots.
Blah. He's dead. So we can't. Blah, bloop, blah, bloop. We don't have that technology. Sorry, dude.
Like, if that's not an anti-cigarette smoking ad for you right there, like, don't smoke cigarettes, kids, because you might not be able to meet the aliens. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? I know you do, but do you guys
welcome
understand
to
what I'm saying?
Side of the table.
Yeah.
Guys, we are on the brink
Tune
of
in
something.
Fucking Tokyo. Guys, this is a serious conversation. I don't think you're grasping.
No, we're grasping.
I mean, yeah, we're grasping it.
We're on the brink of something great here, is what I'm saying. And we don't know enough. And Hubble ain't telling us enough. The telescope down there in Costa Rica is not telling us enough. I need somebody now to step up and find out where these motherfuckers are. I don't have one. No, I did
Mom.
Heroin for 10 years. I busted a bunch of years off my life. I need someone to step in and find ET. I need that fucking serum.
Mom?
Yes?
Do penises have a smell?
Circumcised
Wait,
penis.
You have a penis.
No,
so don't
never
you
smelled
know?
It.
I have never smelled it. Tried to no avail. Please help.
Wait, how did we go from that?
Because I have in my notes the scent of a penis.
And
I've been told.
We're talking about.
I've been told. Women have told me. That there's a very distinct smell.
Mine smells like pee because I don't do a good enough. You know, I don't
that's,
do a good enough
that's
job.
That's vile. You're vile.
I know.
Well, that's nice.
Uncircumcised.
So,
you're a girl, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
I mean, regardless of gender.
You can wear a dress.
George, all the penises you've smelled?
This is your mother.
Bro, exactly. She gives me a perceptive. Perspective
percentage of her income.
She gave me a percentage of her income.
I am so sorry, but also, like, you raised him.
Yeah, I know.
Did you not see her scene in airplane mode?
This part's Greg.
Yo, I'm curious.
The curious part. Because
when I was told this, I said, what do you... Penises don't have a smell? That's insane.
Why would you
It's an appendage. Like, my arm doesn't have a smell.
It does if you keep it
bondaged. Yeah, but everybody's body parts have a smell. Like, people... Have a scent,
rubber.
Even if
no,
their body.
Women, I need help. Seriously, guys, I'm not fucking around. I've been told that
just
there's
wash
a there's
your
a scent
balls,
of,
bro.
No, I'm not. I'm washing it. I'm saying in the same way that fire has a smell. This you go. That's a fire.
Yeah,
that's dick.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Who
about
are you
that.
Hanging out with?
Yeah.
Who are you hanging out with
yeah.
that walks into the room?
I don't know.
Smells like a
I
lot
mean,
of dicks
if,
in this
if
room.
You're sweating.
Sex has a smell,
sex
and where does it come
smell,
from?
Yeah, but that's
from
the sweat.
It's from the vagina.
And, sweat.
Yeah,
and
the
also
vagina.
Fluid.
No,
no,
see?
It's fluids
listen,
from
listen.
Everyone.
There's two different things here. We got it, and we need to make sure we're specific about it. There are circumcised penises, and there are uncircumcised
penises. Well,
that's
penises. Different.
Circumcised penises, I'm sure, are a fleshy, rubbery tone and have a hint of...
That's all it is.
And have a hint of cinnamon at times.
Yes. No, they don't.
Yeah,
know.
They
hold
do.
On,
yes,
listen. Hold on, Pam. I know dicks.
Well, then why did you ask Mike this question? Then?
So I don't know where that came
no,
from.
Oh yeah.
And then you have uncircumcised penises which also have a similar rubber fleshy hint or smell, but then have a hint of I've heard anything from cottage cheese to
a storage unit
to storage empty dirty storage units filled with ex NBA players basketball uniforms. That haven't been
Thank
washed.
Thank God I am circumcised because I would have felt so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
right?
Dude, no, dude, if you're out there and you're uncircumcised, you have cheese in your dick. Bro. It's a known fact. There's no,
they call that they call that schmegma.
Yeah, schmegma, cheese cock.
Yeah.
Wait, this is a thing?
It's a thing, yeah, cheese cock.
How do you know so much and why are you teaching me so much?
Because
oh, wait,
I'm a nurse,
is,
so I know these
Wait,
things.
This is an actual
thing?
Yeah.
Schmegma. A cottage cheese like substance inside the inner flap of a dirty vagina. You got the genital wrong.
They're not. No, it's schmegma.
This is gross.
They're not supposed to. Yeah, so this is from one of Danny's friends, I guess. Do penises have a smell? Quick, Logan's asking the podcast. They're not supposed to. They're just mega soft and wonderful. So one of Danny's friends is clearly a fan of dicks. Shout out to that soft girl. Well, penises are generally, I think, listen, as you get older,
okay.
And this is someone who's basically had my dick through a meat grinder at this point, at my age, your penis loses some sensitivity and also gets not as soft. Like when you're a baby.
Talking about roughage?
Yeah, your dick's made of cotton. When you're a baby, your dick's made of some sort of very soft
silk.
Silk. You have a silky baby dick, Pam. You know what you do?
I'm not following.
As you get older and you run that thing through every fleshlight, you know, fleshy orifice, hand, post bench press hand.
Mike, that's you. That's not
Pam?
Everybody.
Your son don't whack off.
I know. I don't mean that part. I meant like. That it's maybe possibly overworn and overdone.
You're
and
saying I got a worn-out dick. Bam, you're saying live on live television, I got washed-up cock, man.
You
is
just,
that what you're saying
no,
to me?
No, you just said
I
that.
I think say one thing about your son, little son, your younger son, I say he needs a credible fight. You say I got a dick made of fucking concrete that's been hit by a jackhammer, fam. Come on. Cut me a little slack.
You're the one who said it. I was just...
Just
verifying.
just unbelievable. Just absolutely.
How did we get on this?
We're off.
Stuck in the dick sand.
Look what happened.
Wow.
We talked about fighting.
This is just aliens. Dick has callus on it. What are we working with here? Now I gotta know about this.
About mine?
Yeah.
No, it's not that. But I just think as you go through the years, I think your penis becomes less soft. I really do. I would have
guessed the opposite.
I would have totally guessed the opposite.
What
too.
You think? Like
it becomes more soft.
It's like you know when you were in grade school and you had a piece of paper and then you crumpled it up and.
Like
undid it
like
and then
malleable.
Crumpled it up. And if you did that enough times, anyone know this? It kind of turned into like a soft blanket.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Of course.
And you even could take a nap on it and put it right here because it was warm.
You want to put dicks on your shoulders?
Yeah. No, I'm paper. Saying I'm saying over usage and over. Wear, it became softer.
I think the word's malleable. It's an
No. I'm saying literally the texture. It became soft.
Are you able to create like a balloon animal out of your penis?
I've heard it can be done. You have to be in Uganda. All right, guys, thanks for watching Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
Hold on, wait a second. No, please, not like this. There's no way
that
could be.
Button.
Why the lights?
Hit that subscribe button. Let us know if you think penises have a scent. That's all I want to know. I've heard.
Babe, do dicks have a smell?
Oh, yeah, there's a girl.
It's not, so you're saying it smells like nothing.
Like water?
Because that's what I said, but this girl insisted that penises have a smell. I'll tell you after the podcast.
Okay. Well, then, like, she's with the wrong penis.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what I said.
I am with Shauna.
Hey, did you
with
see
the
my
wrong
girl's face?
Penises.
She goes,
yes.
Well, then maybe she's with the wrong, what the fuck is that?
Right,
your camera's
done.
Not even on.
Hit that subscribe button. Hit that. All right, we'll see you. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.